The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
Good morning. And in case you haven't noticed, welcome to our annual Blessing of the Animals service. UU minister, author, and animal rights activist Gary Kowalski writes, "We give thanks for the animals who live close to nature, who remind us of the sanctities of birth and death, who do not trouble their lives with foreboding or grief, who let each moment go as it passes and accept each new one as it comes with serenity and grace. And now let us light our chalice together."
Please join me in reading the chalice lighting words that are in the printed order of worship. "We light this chalice in honor of the animal realm, furred and hoofed, two-legged, four-legged, many-legged, fanged and clawed, gentle and fierce, wild and tame. May we remember that all animals are our relatives, worthy of our care and respect."
One day, the Creator was resting, sitting watching some children play in the sunshine. Yet her heart was heavy. Her heart was heavy because fall was approaching, and soon all the leaves would fall from the trees, and the landscape would look all barren, and soon it would be getting cold outside. And the sky would be all gray, which seemed to characterize winter. But the Creator watched the play of sunlight and shadow on the field as the children were playing. It was still warm outside. The sky was bluer than blue, kind of like today. And there were puffy white clouds, starched white, floating easily across the sky. The grass was still green and the plants were green. It was still lush. But some leaves were changing. There's always, amongst all the greenery in the tree, there's a couple leaves that change far before the others. But it was beautiful. The Creator, thinking upon the gray barrenness of the winter to come, she smiled and said, "We need to preserve these wonderful colors. We need to preserve them and give the children something to enjoy." So the Creator got a bag, and into this bag got a piece of blue sky and put it in a bag. A fluffy, starched white cloud, grabbed it, put it in the bag. A green fern that's tangled with something else. A green fern, lush green fern, put that into the bag. And there's something else, yes. And a leaf that had just begun to turn, little shades of yellow and red. And a lock of her black hair. All into the bag. And then, as an afterthought, she took all the voices, the sounds of all the songbirds, and put them into the bag too. Then the Creator went up to the children who were playing, said, "Little children, I have a surprise for you. Why don't you reach into the bag and see what it is? Go ahead, reach in." Reach in. Here. Hold it up. Hold it up high. There was a third bag. All these beautiful butterflies came out of the bag and were flying around, dancing and singing too. They were singing. But then, a bird flew onto the scene and landed on the Creator's shoulder and said, "Hey, it's not right for you to give our voices to these beautiful creatures. When you created us, you said that every bird would have its own voice. And now you've passed them all around. Isn't it enough that you made these butterflies beautiful?" And the Creator thought about it and said, "You're right. You're right. Each songbird should have its own song." And the Creator took away the songs from the butterflies, and they were silent. But they're still beautiful.
I wanted to stay with my dog when they did her in, I told the young veterinarian, who wasn't surprised. Shivering on the chrome table, she did not raise her eyes to me when I came in. Something was resolved in her, some darkness exchanged for the pain. There were a few more words about the size of her tumor and her age and how we wanted to stop her suffering, or our own, or stop all suffering from happening before us. And then the nurse shaved May's skinny leg with those black clippers. She passed the needle to the doctor, and for once I knew what to do and held her head against mine. I cleaved to that smell and lied into her ear that it would be all right. The veterinarian, whom I'd fought about when to do this thing, said through tears that it would only take a few minutes, as if that were not a long time. But there was no cry or growl, only the weight of her in my arms and then on the world.
We'd like to take the time to remember those pets who've blessed our lives yet are no longer with us. Those pets who would always love us unconditionally no matter what, whose only mood seemed to be an "I want to be with you always" kind of mood. Those pets who would jump on our beds in the middle of the night as if to say, "Let's play." Those who would dance and twirl for us at feeding time. Those who would purr and purr and knead on our laps until their claws would dig into our thighs. Those who would jump for joy every time you walked through the door as if to say, "I missed you so much." May we remember these pets as gifts of grace. Please join me in a moment of shared silence. Amen. If you're visiting us for the first time, no, we don't do this every week. We don't. I think some have wished that we would do it every week. But the blessing of the animals is an annual sacrament practiced by many Unitarian Universalist congregations. And so now we will proceed with our animal blessing. People can come through here, and I will give them a blessing, and Alex will play some music for us, correct? In safety and in bliss, may all creatures be of a blissful heart. Whatever breathing beings there may be, frail or firm, long or big, short or small, seen or unseen, dwelling far or near, existing or yet seeking to exist, may all creatures be of a blissful heart. A poem by Maureen Killoran. For the blessing of animal companions, we give thanks. For the beautiful ones whose fur is silky and whose tails are long, whose feathers are brilliant, or voices who are splendid, we give thanks. For the frantic ones, the runts and the hungry, who run for a food bowl or pass or a pet, as though this is life's last possible gift, we give thanks. For the obnoxious ones, the heads that butt us as we're trying to sleep, the bodies that refuse to learn discretion as they make digestive gifts, we give thanks. For those who bark and purr and growl and meow, for all who squeak or squawk or snarl or hiss, we give thanks. For the animals unknown to us, whose niche in life's web is fragile, whose lives are insecure, for all who care for them and wish them well, we give thanks. Blessed are the animals. Blessed are the creatures who live with us and need our care. Blessed are the mammals and the reptiles and the birds who teach us we are not alone. Blessed are all living things from whom we learn to love. Amen.
And now let us extinguish our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.
Taylor Caldwell writes, "Animals do not betray. They do not exploit. They do not oppress. They do not enslave. They do not sin. They have their being, and their being is honest." May we be as well. Go in peace and enjoy your week.
The Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the Human Podcast. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.